Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Nobody greater. Praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This is your host for tonight, Pastor Ilona Waters of True Vine International Ministries. Praise God. I thank and I praise the Lord for being here tonight. Thank and I praise God that I get a chance to come before you one more time. Praise God. I just thank the Lord for his mercy on today. I thank him for his goodness. Hallelujah. I thank him for his strength. I just want to give God the praise and the glory today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I give God, hallelujah, honor. Hallelujah. I just magnify his name, Jesus. Hallelujah. I give honor unto God, unto my overseer, Apostle Carolyn McNeil and Pastor McNeil. I thank and praise God for NCI Radio Ministry. Praise God. I give God the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And at this time, praise God, I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, hallelujah, we come before you this evening, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you have your way, God, in Jesus' name. Father God, asking you, Lord, to fill my mouth with your words, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, let the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth prevail this evening in Jesus' name. Father God, move by your Holy Spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you that you, hallelujah, nullify every plan, every plot of the adversary on every side. Cancel him out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord. Father, we thank you and we praise you. We give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I just thank and praise the Lord for this day. Hallelujah. Because this is a day that the Lord has made. Praise God. I thank and I praise him. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because, hallelujah, he has given us strength for this day. It's a day we never saw before. Hallelujah. And I just thank and I praise the Lord. Yes, God. I thank and I praise him. Hallelujah. Because I ask God, what do I need that I can give unto your people? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And to he brought to me, hallelujah, you know, fear. Fear, I tell you, fear is stopping the people of God from doing a lot of things. Hallelujah. Fear. Hallelujah. You know, the enemy, that is one of the strongest things that he fights the people of God with, and that is fear. Hallelujah. You know, and then the Lord brought to me, hallelujah, he said, you know, in order to get rid of fear, you got to have faith. Hallelujah. You've got to have faith to get rid of fear. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because if we don't have faith, hallelujah, oh, yes, God, you won't be able to go forward what God wants you to do. You won't do what he tells you to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank and praise the Lord how God, hallelujah, began to deal with me about David when he had to face Goliath. Hallelujah. And how when he, hallelujah, went to see about his brothers because his father, Jesse, sent him down to take some food to his brothers and see how they were doing. Hallelujah. But when he got, David got there, praise God. Hallelujah. Over in 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. Hallelujah. When he got there, he saw how Saul and the Israelites, hallelujah, were fighting against the Philistines. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he saw what was going on, praise God. And down in the 10th verse, it says, the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day and give me a man that may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Hallelujah. They got afraid, praise God. They got afraid. Hallelujah, when they saw this man, when they saw, hallelujah, and when they heard the words coming out of his mouth, hallelujah, because you know sometimes the enemy can sound like he is so big, hallelujah, sound like he is so bad, hallelujah, because of what he's saying, hallelujah, the words that are coming out of his mouth, hallelujah, you know the enemy will tell you, hallelujah, you know you can't do this, you know you don't know how to do this, you don't know, hallelujah, how to put this together. He's always telling you something negative, praise God, to try to stop you from doing what God wants you to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But you know what? God said over in Jeremiah 32:27, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know what? And over in 31:24, it says, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. You know, praise God, we got to trust the Lord. Hallelujah. We got to trust him. In order to get rid of that fear, we got to put our trust in God and believe that he's going to take us through. Hallelujah. Whatever we have to face, hallelujah, he's going to give us the courage to go through it. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And down in the 14th verse, it says, and David was the youngest, and the three elders followed Saul. But David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem, drew near morning and evening, and presented himself 40 days. Now, can you imagine somebody, hallelujah, that big, wolfing, talking trash to you for 40 days? Hallelujah. 40 days they had to put up with that. And Jesse said unto David, his son, take now thy brother an ephod of this parched corn and these 10 loaves and run to the camp to thy brethren and carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of their thousand and look how thy brethren fare and take their pledge. Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines. And David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with a keeper and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to fight and shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. Thank you, Jesus. And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper and the carriage and ran into the army and came and saluted his brethren. Hallelujah. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of God, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines and spake according to the same words. And David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were sore afraid. Hallelujah. Now, when Israel saw Goliath, praise God, fear came over them. Hallelujah. Because he was such a large man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because of the way that he looked and the way that he sounded. Hallelujah. Israel became afraid. Hallelujah. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that has come up? Surely to defy Israel is he come up, and it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel. And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this that he should defy the armies of the living God? And the people answered him this manner, saying, so shall it be done to the man that killeth him. And Eliab, his oldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, why camest down hither? And with whom thou hast left those few sheep in the wilderness, I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thy heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. Hallelujah. And I believe that his brother Eliab had gotten jealous, praise God, because he didn't have the courage that David had. Hallelujah. He could see that David had the courage to face Goliath, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And David said, what have I done now? is there not a cause? And he turned from him to towards another and spake after the same manner. And the people answered him again after the former manner. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fall because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. Now all them grown men that were there, all them men that been in war before, hallelujah, was so afraid, praise God. But David, as a young boy, praise God, said, I'll go and I'll fight this Philistine, hallelujah. He said, let no man's heart fail, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, God. For praise God, Psalm 31 and 28 says, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. And Isaiah 41 and 10 says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Praise God, hallelujah. God does not want us to fear, praise God, when we are facing, hallelujah, a giant in our life. He does not want us to fear, praise God, hallelujah, but he wants us to believe and trust in him that he is going to bring us out, praise God, hallelujah. And when I look at Isaiah 54 and 17, it says, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, hallelujah. And that's the kind of confidence that David had when he saw Goliath, hallelujah. He had no fear, praise God, huh? He didn't turn around and retreat, praise God, huh? Hallelujah, Jesus, huh? And he didn't surrender, hallelujah, when he saw the enemy, hallelujah, huh? Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, praise God, huh? Hallelujah, huh? But he believed that God would bring him out, hallelujah, huh? Yes, God, huh? Thank you, Jesus, huh? Oh, yes, Lord, hallelujah, God, huh? Oh, yes, God, huh? Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And David said to Saul in verse 32, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. That didn't matter to David, hallelujah, that he was a youth and that he was a man of war from his youth. It didn't matter, David. It didn't move him. It didn't faze him. He didn't get fear. He didn't get frightened. Hallelujah. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there was a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God. God, praise God, hallelujah. David had to let Saul know, hallelujah, I looked after my father's sheep, hallelujah. And that when a lion and when a bear came in, hallelujah, and took one out of the flock, hallelujah, how God protected him, hallelujah, how God gave him the courage, hallelujah, how God brought him out, hallelujah, and how God, hallelujah, ha, Holy Ghost, hallelujah, ha, used David, hallelujah, to slew the lion and the bear, hallelujah, so he wasn't afraid of Goliath, hallelujah. He had no fear of him, hallelujah, and that's how we got to be, hallelujah, whatever we come up against, hallelujah, huh? No matter what it looks like, hallelujah, huh? We got to trust the Lord, hallelujah, huh? We got to count on God, hallelujah, huh? We got to believe in his word, hallelujah, huh? Thank you, Jesus, huh? Thank you, Lord, huh? David had to let Saul know, huh? I slew both of them, huh? Hallelujah, huh? Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, huh? Yes, Lord, huh? David said, moreover, huh? The Lord that delivered me, huh? Out of the paw of the lion, huh? And out of the paw of the bear, huh? He will deliver me, huh? Out of the hand of this Philistine, huh? And Saul said unto David, huh? Go, huh? The Lord be with thee, praise God, huh? When Saul, saw that David had the courage, saw that he had the confidence to come against that Philistine. He said, go, and the Lord be with thee. And Saul, he armed David with his armor, and he put on a helmet of brass upon his head. Also, he armed him with a coat of mail, and David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proven, hallelujah, proven it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proven them. And David put them off. You can't go to fight your battle with somebody else's armor, hallelujah, with somebody else's weapon, hallelujah. You got to ask God what you need to do to fight your battle, hallelujah. Your weapon might be different from somebody else's, hallelujah. Holy Ghost, you put on somebody else's armor and it don't feel right, hallelujah. You got to take it off and say and ask the Lord, how do you want me to go through? How do you want to fight this battle? Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You can't put on nobody else's armor, but you got to use the armor that God gives you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Ghost, yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Oh, yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for that, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah. I'm going down to the 43rd verse. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staff? And the Philistine cursed David by his God. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. Come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just like when Goliath came out to David and began to talk trash to him, David turned right around and let him know just what was going to happen to him this day. And when he spoke them words out into the atmosphere, hallelujah, this day he said that he will be delivered into his hands. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, this day will the Lord deliver thee into my hands, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. David had such confidence. Hallelujah. No fear at all. Hallelujah. Because he believed that God was going to deliver him. Hallelujah. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you to our hands. Hallelujah. Praise God. When we turn it over to the Lord, hallelujah, the Lord will fight our battles. Hallelujah. When we trust in him, he will bring us out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you. And it came to pass when the Philistines arose and came and draw nigh to meet David, that David hastened and ran towards the army to meet the Philistines. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and sling it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. David, hallelujah. He went forward. Hallelujah. He ran forward. Just like Goliath came running up to him, David ran right up to him. Hallelujah. And when he took one of those stones, hallelujah, and put it in that sling, hallelujah, and I believe that when he swung that sling around, hallelujah, that the Spirit of God was in that sling, hallelujah, that when that stone, hallelujah, when he let go, hallelujah, that stone, hallelujah, sunken, hallelujah, the head of Goliath, hallelujah, and he fell on his face, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Jeremiah 1:9 says, and they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee, said the Lord, to deliver thee. Hallelujah. Psalm 27:3 says, though in hope slew a camp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though in war should rise up against me, and this will I be confident. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can be confident in God. Hallelujah. We can be confident in his word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. David didn't run. Hallelujah. But he, hallelujah, stood right there. And he fought against Goliath. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. I know they could not believe how this youth stood up against this giant of a man. Hallelujah. Because he believed God. Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Because he trusted in God. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 3:8-9 said, behold, I have made thy face strong against their faces, and thy forehead strong against their forehead. As an adamant harder than flint have I made thy forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. Hallelujah. Sometimes the enemy can give you an evil look. Hallelujah. But God letting us know, Holy Ghost, don't, hallelujah, be afraid of the look that the enemy gives you. Don't be dismayed. Hallelujah. Because God can put a look on your face. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, that the enemy, Holy Ghost, won't be able to tell where you coming from, won't be able to see if you are fearful or not. Hallelujah. For he said, I'll make you as an adamant, harder than flint, harder than a stone. Hallelujah. Against the enemy. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Corinthians 10, hallelujah, 4:5 praise says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. We don't fight like we used to fight. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we let God fight our battles. We, hallelujah, go to the word of God. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Holy Ghost, thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. We use the word of God to fight our battles. Hallelujah. We go with God. Let the Spirit of God fight our battles. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Holy Ghost. Second Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. So many times the enemy comes against us with fear. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. But God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. Over in Psalms 34:1, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and deliver me from all my fears. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Holy, yes, Son. Yes, see my soul. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. But we have to put our trust in God, that he's going to bring us out victoriously. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God. It says, hallelujah. Therefore, David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the shaft thereof and slew him and cut off his head. Therewith, and with the Philistine Saul, their champion was dead. They fled. Hallelujah. God turned that thing around. When they saw that their champion was dead, they took off. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's what the enemy will do. God will turn things around, and he'll have to flee. Hallelujah. He might come at you one way, but he's going to flee seven ways, praise God. Hallelujah. We put our trust in him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his armor in his tent. And when Saul saw David go forth against the Philistine, he said unto Amber, the captain of the host, Amber, whose son is this youth? And Amber said, as thy soul liveth, O king, I cannot tell. And the king said, inquire thou whose son the stripling is. And as David returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, Amber took him and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hand. And Saul said to him, whose son art thou, thy young man? And David answered, I am the son of thy servant Jesse, the Bethlehemite. Hallelujah. Praise God. God will move in our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. That people will ask. Hallelujah. Praise God. Who is that? Praise God. Who are they? Hallelujah. Some praise God. Hallelujah. God can use us in a great way. Praise God. That the people will see the power of God moving in your life. Hallelujah. And they'll wonder, well, who is that person? Hallelujah. Who are they? Where they come from? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But God doesn't want us to have fear. Hallelujah. He doesn't want us, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, to have fear. Praise God that he's not going to bring us out. Praise God. Hallelujah. It also reminds me of when Joshua, hallelujah, after the death of Moses, praise God, and how the Lord spoke to Joshua and told him, praise God, that he was going to be the one, praise God, to take him over to the other side of Jordan, praise God, and how God had to let him know in Joshua 1:5, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee, praise God. And over in Joshua 1:9, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest, praise God. Some of us, God has commanded, hallelujah, to stand strong and to be of good courage. Be no way that you'll be able to get out of it. Be no way that you'll be able to retreat. Or be no way that you'll be able to surrender. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. But God has commanded a lot of us, hallelujah, to be strong. Be of good courage. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. He has told a lot of us, hallelujah, Holy Ghost, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. You might not understand why God chose you to do certain things. You might not understand why God, hallelujah, Holy Ghost, hallelujah, gave you a certain mission. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost, but he said, lean not unto thy own understanding. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah. We got to put our trust in God. No matter what he has given us or assigned us to do, we got to be like David. Hallelujah. When I think about Joshua, after God spoke to him and let him know how he was going to be with him, hallelujah, as he was with Moses, not to do the things that Moses did, but that he was going to be with him, hallelujah, he was able to go ahead, give the leaders the order, yes, sir, in the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah, once God, speaks to us, and we hear him loud and clear, praise God. We can go ahead, do what he wants us to do without any fear. Hallelujah. And when fear comes up, oh, yes, sir, all you got to do is let the enemy know God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. The Lord has given us power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. Hallelujah. But we got to believe the word of God. We got to trust in him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Lord. No fear. Hallelujah. We got to have faith over fear. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, God. Hallelujah. What made Goliath's mistake, he might have had that outer armor, Holy Ghost, but David had that invisible armor that he couldn't see, and that was the Spirit of God. He had the Lord on his side, the living God, and he could not see the armor that David had. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, God. Sometimes we forget the things that God has delivered us from. Sometimes we forget how God delivered us, Holy Ghost, from a trial before. Hallelujah. Sometimes we got to remember, how we got to meditate what God has already done and how he even brought us out. Hallelujah. And we got to believe that he can do it again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We got to have faith over that fear. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When I think about Peter, hallelujah, when they were in the boat in the middle of the sea, and when they saw Jesus, hallelujah, how fearful they got. God, because they thought that it was a ghost. Hallelujah. But Peter said, if this be you, Jesus, bid me to come on the water. Hallelujah. Bid me to come unto you. And Jesus told him to come. And as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he was all right. But when he began to look around at the wind and at the waves, hallelujah, he began to sink, hallelujah, and he had to cry out, Lord, save me, for I sink, hallelujah, Holy Ghost, as long as we keep our eyes on the Lord, hallelujah, he won't let us sink, yes, Lord, but when we take our eyes off of God and begin, hallelujah, to take other people's advice, hallelujah, yes, Lord, and that's not what God told you to do, hallelujah, you'll begin to sink, you'll begin to fail, hallelujah, but keep your eyes on Jesus, yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Faith over fear, praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. We got to keep our mind stayed on Jesus. He said that he would keep us in perfect peace. We keep our mind stayed on him. That's if we trust in him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, let us remember. Praise God. Holy, yes, sir. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. What God has already done for us. Hallelujah. How he already brought us out. So many different things. How he delivered us from so many different things. Hallelujah. What you're going through now, that he's able to deliver you from that too. Hallelujah. If you trust in him, praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I thank God for that morning prayer, the 6 o'clock prayer, because God is moving and how he spoke out. Hallelujah. Gave us instructions, hallelujah, what to do, hallelujah, you want to be healed, hallelujah, you got to eat right, and drink plenty of water, hallelujah, he said that he would move, said that he would heal, said that he, hallelujah, would cleanse out our bodies, hallelujah, if we take heed to the instructions of the Lord, hallelujah, yes, God, in the name of Jesus, he said he would flush us out, flush out everything that's not supposed to be in these bodies, if we, hallelujah, take heed to the instructions, hallelujah, that he has given us, praise God, hallelujah, people of God, hallelujah, Holy Ghost, yes, Lord, yes, God, let us, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God, have faith over fear, praise God, let us remember, hallelujah, how David, praise God, faced his giant with no fear, praise God, hallelujah, but God was with him. We have to believe that God is with us, praise God. Praise God. In order for God to move, praise God, we have to believe that he is our deliverer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just give honor to God tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank and I praise God for his word. Hallelujah. I give him all the praise. Hallelujah. I thank him. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise him. Hallelujah. For how God is moving by his spirit, hallelujah. He is breaking yokes. He's pulling down the strongholds, hallelujah. Breaking through barriers, praise God. I just thank and I give him the glory and the honor, praise God. I thank and I praise him for his strength, hallelujah. I just thank God, hallelujah. I thank God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God, praise God. I thank and I praise him, hallelujah. I hope and pray that you got something out of the word tonight, praise God. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, I thank you. I give you God, to praise tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us not forget, hallelujah, 6 o'clock prayer tomorrow morning with Apostle Carla McNeil. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because God has been moving, hallelujah, through that prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. We also, on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, Apostle Carla McNeil will be bringing a word. Hallelujah. And then we're back again on Monday morning at 6 a.m. for the prayer. Praise God. I just thank and I praise the Lord for each and every one on the line tonight. Praise God. And I hope and pray, praise God, yes, sir. Hallelujah, that you got something out of the word tonight. Praise God. I give him all the glory and the honor and the praise. Hallelujah. I thank him, Jesus. Thank you, God. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you the praise. Hallelujah. God, we magnify your holy name, Jesus. We praise you, God, for this day. We thank you, God, for keeping us on this day. We thank you, God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for how you are opening doors and making ways, hallelujah. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, asking you, Lord, in Jesus' name, to watch over those that are on the line tonight, praise God. Ask you to encourage them as never before, praise God. Asking you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to watch over them and protect them, Father, in Jesus' name. Protect their families, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Father, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. We give you the glory on this day, God. Holy Ghost, we magnify you and we praise your holy name, Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord. We just thank you, God, for your word. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, and y'all have a good night tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, yeah.